Hey, I'm Lucy Hale and I play Aria Montgomery.
And I'm Troyne Belisario and I play Spencer Hastings.
Welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast. I would like to talk about the makeout session that you had.
Oh, really?
With our teacher at our friend's funeral.
He's cute!
No, girl, I understand, but talk about an inappropriate place.
Okay, but I think the blame should go on him. He's older, he's more wise.
I agree.
You agree?
Oh, no, I agree. He should not have pulled you aside in a rectory.
I'm not complaining.
No, seriously, though, that scene is hot. And when you just, pull away from him, fix his little hair.
I'm being the mature one.
And you go back down.
Fix his little hair. It was actually a grazing of the cheek. No, it wasn't. It was a hair push.
And then you go back down to mourn our best friend. It was
a beautiful... It's a complicated life
we lead. You know what? It is. But I think it's I think it's cool because it really does mirror life. You know, it's like you don't just go to a funeral and do everything perfect.
Life goes on.
Life is messy.
Yeah.
And life goes on. And that's what's kind of beautiful about...
But what's going on with you? You got a little hotter yourself.
I do.
Not too shabby.
And it's bad. It's so bad.
It's not bad. I think it's fantastic.
I don't know. I started out just wanting to hit it off with him. And he's really funny and he's really cute.
And he's British.
And he's really British.
He's real British.
Girl, he's real British.
Girl.
And that is a thing that makes me weak in the knees. And obviously. Can't do nothing about that.
Yeah. On that end, we're doing very well.
You and I have cornered the market on the inappropriate love
Keep it coming. Yeah, I feel like people aren't paying enough attention. It's I'm with a teacher, but how old is Ren?
Ren is supposed to be 24.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Are you serious? That's 8
All
years.
All right.
That's 8 years when he was at his senior prom.
But I do...
I was 8.
But something redeeming about it is I feel like our characters are pretty mature for their age. So it makes sense.
You know what?
Somewhat.
It makes total sense because, you get that about Spencer and Aria. And I think about all the girls, but especially us. The boys at school are really like boys to us.
Yeah,
and I think the only way that you and I can really connect to somebody.
Man.
You need a man.
I just snorted.
That's awesome.
But anyway, I mean, besides the boys.
Besides us and our
all
boys.
That, which is fantastic. We attend Allison's funeral and we sort of, we haven't seen each other in a year.
So you were away.
Us reuniting as friends. And I think at this point we're all sort of I don't even know if we like each other at the beginning. You know, we sort of created our own lives. And I don't think any of us I think we're just over this situation. And to have to be forced to deal with it. It's just a lot and more to come. More drama
Seriously.
To come, you know?
I don't know if you... I feel like Hannah's really the only person who kind of had a best friend after all of us.
Yeah, we
and
sort
I
of...
And I think... I think Emily, Spencer, and Aria really needed that alone time to figure out who they are.
Exactly.
But they've been also really alone.
Right.
You
so
know?
In some ways...
It's it's good to be back together, but we don't know how to
operate.
I feel like
Emily is excited that we're all back together.
Yeah.
You know?
O-M.
O-M.
M's the girls are back.
She still wears the friendship bracelet that Allison gave her.
Yeah.
She's sort of living in the past, whereas I feel like you and I just, and Hannah too, we just want to get on with it, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Emily also does find another friend in Maya.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, that scene, we screamed so loud when we saw that scene. Emily and Maya almost kissed.
Because I didn't see them film that. I didn't know.
No, I know.
I didn't know it was going to be that close.
It got me. Didn't you grab my arm or something? Or we both grabbed, both grabbed Ashley, who plays Hannah.
I'm rooting
we were
for them.
We had fun stories.
Fun stories.
We had a blast during the pilot because it was so...
Oh, so cold.
Friggin' cold.
And if you pay really close attention, they may have taken it out, but you can see our breath because it's
oh my God.
Middle of the winter. It's December in Vancouver and we're in summer clothes. And
yeah.
These poor girls have to wear bikinis.
It was snowing that day.
I mean, I think some of us cried at some point.
Oh, I
just
definitely...
Just because,
and
that's your natural reaction.
And
you're
it's
just
so... It was so funny because I felt such a pansy because the whole crew was come on, we need to get the shot. And I was
yeah,
I can't
but they're
stop
in,
crying.
Snowsuits. Come on.
Oh, my God. And do you remember there's one take, I think, outside of the funeral when Detective Wilden is like, this is a murder, like, now. And, like, you're going to, like, we're going to reopen this case. And I had a line, and my jaw froze.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're
like, your jaw sort of just goes like this.
I look like I'm about to cry in that scene, because I am about to cry. I was about to cry, too.
We were so cold.
But it looks great. I mean, it looks
beautiful.
Like the summer.
Well, yeah, because also it, like, preserved our, like, hair and makeup, like, little dolls.
Yeah.
It was, like, it, like, froze us in place, and we were like, ah!
Yeah,
it was so much fun. But I think also because we were so cold, we had to like huddle around heaters.
Yeah,
and it was a kind of a cool bonding experience. We shared a lot of stories.
Yeah, because we'd literally have like 10 minutes to warm up, and we got to know each other like literally because we're like in each other's faces.
Yeah,
and then yeah, I mean it was so fun. Oh,
it was so much fun.
I knew Ashley. I'd known her for a few years, but I didn't know Shay or Troyan at all.
Yeah, and yeah. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
We met the first time at the reading.
The read-through, yeah.
The read-through.
Or I actually saw you at a casting, but I don't think we met.
Oh, that's right. We saw each other at the test because you were testing with Ezra's.
Yeah.
And that was when we both met Ian for the first time.
Yeah.
And then the first time that we really hung out was that Thanksgiving that we had in Vancouver.
Yeah, we were there for Thanksgiving and we weren't with our family. It was the first year I think any of us were away from our families for Thanksgiving, so they took us to this restaurant and like served us like a modern style Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. It was awesome.
But that was a really, really fun thing because, you know, we had the four of us like down at like the kids' side of the table, and we had like the director Leslie, and we had Bob Levy, Marlene King, and Carol.
And Dana, the DP.
Dana, our DP. And so it was like we had the adult section, and then we were the kind of kids at the other end being like, we want more mashed potatoes, please.
Yeah.
So it was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Next week on episode 102, called The Jenna Thing, the audience gets introduced to Jenna Marshall, who is a mysterious little character that has a lot of suspicion around her. And because the four girls are always referring to this incident, you know, known as the Jenna Thing. So, you know, there's suspicion about that. And also about the four of us, you know, people think that we have something to do with Allison and her death.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the girls, it was really hard because they related to the Jenna Thing. They have a lot of things in their past that they want to forget about. And when they were initially questioned about Allison's disappearance, you know, I think the question came up, did you or Allison have any enemies or anybody that would want to hurt you? And the answer is yes, but they didn't want to
reveal
that or get into that, you know, because they're trying to move on with their lives. And because they weren't really honest about that, the show is called Pretty Little Liars. Don't expect us to be honest. Because they weren't honest about that, some people have kind of taken the initiative to say, if you're not going to talk about it, maybe, you know, like the person A is threatening to expose a bunch of things. And so now when the girls are being suspects, because they were the last people who saw Allison alive, all of the past is getting kicked up again. Some stuff that they really, really didn't want to ever have to think about.
Well, and so you find out what the Jenna Thing is. And the pilot ends where we're at the funeral and, or the first episode ends where we're at the funeral and we see Jenna walk in, and you can see, like, it's very visible that we're in shock that she's there. And so you find out why we can't believe she's there. And I think people are going to be a little shocked. I mean, it's pretty insane.
You know, and I there's a lot of guilt, I think, associated with the Jenna Thing. But
because we thought, I think we had thought we were never going to see her again.
Yeah, we thought she moved away.
Shows up with her brother.
Mm-hmm. You guys will just have to tune in to find out what the Jenna Thing is and who Jenna and her mysterious brother are.
Yep. Next episode. Tuesday, June 15th at 8, 7 Central.